Welcome to Just a Minute. Hello, my name is Nicholas Parsons, and as the Minute Waltz fades away, once more it is my pleasure to welcome the four exciting personalities who this week are going to play Just a Minute. And we welcome back Clement Freud, Peter Jones and Derek Nimmo, and we welcome someone who has never played the game before, that is Jenny Eclair. Would you please welcome all four of them? Beside me sits Jane Stevens, who is going to keep the score and blow a whistle when the 60 seconds are up. This particular edition of Just a Minute is coming from the Ocean Room in the lovely seaside resort of Scarborough in North Yorkshire. And I am, as always, going to ask our four panellists to speak on the subject that I give them, and they will try and do that without hesitation, repetition, or deviating from the subject on the card. We'll begin the show this week with Peter Jones. Peter, the first subject is very aptly Scarborough. Will you tell us something about this delightful seaside resort in 60 seconds, if you can, starting now?
Well, I've only been here 2 hours, but I have formed a very favourable impression. It's always been...
Jenny Eclair has buzzed right away.
Was there a slight hesitation?
No, Jenny, there was none at all.
He was just taking breath. I'm sorry.
He was taking breath.
I'm too keen.
No, it's good to hear from you the first time on the show, but that was a little keen, I have to
tell. And a little early.
I'm so sorry, Peter.
Right, he keeps the subject. 55 seconds left, Peter, to continue with Scarborough, starting now.
It was the birthplace of one of my heroes as a boy, Charles Laughton, who was a great English actor of the time. I believe his parents kept a hotel here. Very grand hotel, rather like the one...
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Two hotels.
Yes, two hotels. And I also think it was a pub his parents kept, but...
No.
Well, no, later they got the hotel, which was the Royal Hotel, which they lost. But they started in a pub. Oh. Clement, you have a correct challenge?
Well, I wasn't telling his life story. I just said he lived here, you know. Time.
Yes. And so did his two brothers.
What did they do?
Clement, you had a correct challenge. You get a point for that, and you get the subject. And there are 43 seconds left to talk on Scarborough, starting now.
There's a ballad about Scarborough which is too repetitious to repeat. But it went roughly as I was going to Scarborough Fair, bath buns, trifle, jelly and nougat. I went, my wife's people came from very near here, Watford. tremendous.
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
Hesitation after Watford.
Well, there was such a big laugh, I would understand why he hesitated, but we will give you the benefit of the doubt, so you have a point for the correct challenge. 23 seconds on Scarborough, starting now.
Mr. Mayor, ladies and gentlemen, I'm very pleased to be back in Scarborough because I used to come here a great deal as a child, principally for the cricket festival in September. And then I also met here the Children's Seaside Mission, who used to build little sandcastles and pulpits on the beach, and I decorated them with flowers and seaweed and occasionally shells, and then we went back at night to a little hut behind the cricket ground.
And Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of little.
Yes, there was little things before, I'm afraid. But don't look so mystified.
What a beautiful story.
He's going to tell us what happened in the little hut.
Clement, you have a correct challenge, and you've cleverly got him with 1 second to go. Subject is still Scarborough, starting now.
Crown Hotel.
Whoever is speaking when the whistle goes gains an extra point. It was Clement Freud, and of course he's in the lead now at the end of the first round. Clement, we'd like you to take the second round, and the subject is landslides. That's got a spontaneous response from this audience here in Scarborough because they've had experience of that last summer. Clement will try and talk on the subject with 60 seconds to go, starting now.
It does seem very odd that if one of your best hotels slips down a cliff, you should meet the news thereof with hilarity. I think landslides are among the most boring things to watch. When you are asked to dinner and your host says, come into the sitting room, I have some interesting landslides to show you. I have Holland, Scotland, Heligoland, Lapland, Finland. I seize up. I find it so intensely boring, so stultifyingly dull.
Peter Jones has challenged.
I think he said boring twice.
Peter, correct challenge, a point, 27 seconds, landslide starting now.
There weren't any star names in the landslide here, whereas in Malibu in California, where they have them all the time, they always mention these huge names who are involved.
And Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Two names.
There were two lots of names there, Peter,
right,
I'm afraid.
Yes,
Derek, you have landslides in 17 seconds, starting now.
The only time I've actually seen a landslide was at Mount Cook on the South Island of New Zealand, and I was skiing down the Tasman Glacier, and suddenly I heard this terrible, frightening rumbling behind me, and mountains of cliff and snow surged past me, missing me by a very short distance.
Derek Nimmer was speaking as the whistle went, gained that extra point, and he's now taken the lead alongside Clement Freud. Jenny Eclair, will you take the next round? And the subject is quite a long one. Things that go bump in the night. So,
thank
Jenny,
you.
60 seconds, starting now.
If you're very lucky, your headboard might go bump in the night, but more often than not, it is myself going to bed after several pints of foaming brown ale, awaking at 3 a.m., necessitating a visit to the little girl's room. Unfortunately, without my contact lenses, I am rendered Batwoman, and this is when I go bumping into furniture and I start screeching and blood is running down my shins. Other times when there are bumps in the night, I lie in bed thinking, oh, no. What? I said bed twice, I know.
The other two let you get away with it, but not Derek Nimmer, so...
No, I'm sorry, terribly sorry. It's very rude of me. It's just sort of a trigger happy.
It's all right, happy, Derek. Don't worry about it.
I was enjoying it very much, really.
Would you like her to continue?
Yes, I'd love her to continue.
Right, you've got... So, Jenny, you have 29 seconds to continue on. Things that go bump in the night starting now.
Other things that go bump in the night happen when local yobbos come into my house in order to relieve me of my electrical goods, my toothbrush, my microwave, television, electric curling wand. What must I do? I slither from under my duvet, on my belly, to the telephone, where I ring the local constabulary, which must come immediately to my aid. Also, other things go bump in the night are poltergeists, and then I must ring a vicar and say, come and lay your gentle healing hands on my quivering body because I am so frightened. Or it could be the cat, but I'm breaking every rule in the book, aren't I?
Well, Jenny Eclair was then speaking as the whistle went, which went after 1 minute, 20 seconds. and the other three were very sporting because you did hesitate and repeat yourself.
It was rather boring for a long time.
And, of course, you were speaking when the whistle went. You get a point for doing that. You have 2 points at the end of that round.
Points mean prizes.
Yes. We're equal with Peter Jones, who's trailing Clement Freud and Derek Nimmer's in the lead, and it is Peter's turn to begin. The big one, Peter. Can you tell us something about that in 60 seconds, starting now?
I suppose that's Mount Everest, isn't it? Well, I'm one of the few English people who's never climbed it, I suppose. But it has the reputation of being difficult.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Quite a lot of hesitation.
There was quite a lot of hesitation. I don't know why. He asked a question. You don't usually ask questions in just a minute because we can't reply, Peter. You've got to keep going.
Yes, I suppose so. Yes. Mm.
50 seconds for you, Derek, on the big one, starting now.
I'm very pleased to be talking about the big one, as I've been talking about the little one most of the evening. For me, actually, the big one was when I went into the under-14 bowls championship in Prestatyn in North Wales. And I actually, thank you very much, you were there, obviously. And I succeeded and
deviation.
What is your deviation?
He talked to someone in the back of the audience.
Yes, he's so unused to getting spontaneous reactions like that that he responded to it.
But deviation. What is this new challenge, then? You can't talk to the audience. Is that a challenge? What is the challenge?
But Clement said you were deviating from the subject of the big one by talking to a little one in the audience.
I just... was rejoicing in the fact they witnessed my success, that's all.
No, they weren't. They were just responding to the Welshness that you were conveying then. They're obviously here on holiday from Wales. Is that true? You're on holiday from Wales somewhere?
Now, you're talking to the audience.
Clement, your challenge was correct, by my definition anyway. 33 seconds left. The big one starting now.
I have competed in big ones all along the north coast of Wales, from Wrexham to Flint, Abergele, Pensarn, St Asaph and Llandudno, where I ran...
Peter Jones' challenge.
Wrexham isn't on the coast.
Peter, I agree with your challenge. You have 22 seconds to tell us something about the big one, starting now.
Well, I was talking about Mount Everest.
Daring Nimmo challenge.
He's already said well.
He always says well.
He always says
no,
well.
No, he didn't say
he
well.
He did say well. I made note of it.
He always says well.
I always make a note when he says well, because he always says it again the next time he picks it up.
It's going to be a fight.
Well, I think it was such a mean challenge, I'm not going to give it to you on this occasion. I might do it
Why
another.
Why is that mean? I can't talk to the audience. I can't challenge. There's nothing I can do.
On this occasion, I'm going to let Peter have the benefit of the doubt and continue for 21 seconds on the big one starting now.
About Mount Everest.
And Clement Freud challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
Didn't say well.
We give Clement a bonus point because we enjoyed the challenge, but Peter gets one for being interrupted, and he continues on the big one, 19 seconds, starting now.
Someone asked the Duke of Edinburgh why people wanted to climb it, and he said, I think, because it is there. Well, I've never been one of those people.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Well, I've never been one of those people.
Derek, well, listen.
You mean, is the word well forbidden to me altogether?
Well, if you keep repeating it, Peter, yes. And the last time I didn't allow it, I gave you the benefit of the doubt.
So well, that created a precedent, I thought. You had given me complete freedom to say well as often as I like. No, well, I... well, I am surprised.
I'm just showing my fairness again and letting Derek Nimmo have the point. 11 seconds on the big one, Derek, starting now.
I suppose to a lot of children today, the big one is a Big Mac. They go into those hamburger places and order something frightful about nasty meat and tomato.
Claire, you've challenged.
No, oh, I
don't be so
done.
Honest. Don't be so honest when the chairman's trying to help you.
Don't know how to cheat well enough. Well, yes,
he was
is.
Hesitating.
What
then?
Did he do? He hesitated, yes. Didn't he, Nicholas? He did.
We've got half a second, Jenny, on the big one starting now.
I have been called the big. Hooray!
Jenny Eclair then was speaking as the whistle went, surprisingly, and gained another point for that. But Derek Nimmo's still in the lead. Clement, your turn to begin. The subject is spell Mississippi. Can you talk on the subject starting now?
I would suppose that the only way to spell Mississippi, bearing in mind the need not to repeat yourself, is using the hardware store code. I therefore spell Mississippi, Freeman, Hardy and Willis, Fortnum and Mason, Selfridges, Harrods, Boots, Timothy White. I could go on a bit, but using that...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
What on earth? There must be deviation. Why is he talking about Timothy White's and Taylor's instead of a river in America?
Deviation? I agree, Derek. It's all right. You don't need to convince me. 35 seconds are left for you on the subject of spell Mississippi, starting now.
Well, actually, I think it's a particularly ineffective spell, Mississippi. You can say abracadabra, abracadee, and those sort of things work.
Abra.
Abra.
Repeat.
Abracadabra, and you repeat it.
But you spell different words.
And abracadabra is one word, but abracadabra...
You say it in pantomime, don't you, Nicholas?
Absolutely, yes. And you usually appear from behind a cloth. 29 seconds on spell Mississippi, starting now.
Well, it is rarely spelt literally.
Peter Challenger, challenge.
He started by saying well.
The unfortunate thing is he hasn't said well in this round yet.
He began by saying well.
I know, but he hasn't repeated well yet.
You can't remember that.
I have to remember that, otherwise I wouldn't have this job. 27 seconds left on spell Mississippi starting now.
It really is spelled literally as it said, Mississippi. Any fool could spell it, so there's really not much point in asking us to do it. M you get just one of.
Jenny Eclair's
child. I think he's hesitating quite
a lot. He's definitely hesitating, Jenny. 15 seconds for you on Spell Mississippi starting now.
When I was at school, which wasn't very long ago, we had a teacher who taught us spelling.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation was a very long time ago.
I think that's unfair and cruel.
Yes, Jenny, but he will not get away with it because that was an incorrect challenge. Yes, yep. You have 11 seconds to continue on Spell Mississippi starting now.
We were taught a rhyme which went, Mississippi, how do you spell it? And those of us in the know would say, I-T. Ha, 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 ha. How we would laugh.
A Clement Freud challenged.
Repetition of ha.
She's gone, hockey-ho.
It is a difficult game, isn't it, Jenny? Right, Clement's got in cleverly with 3 seconds to go. Spell Mississippi starting now.
Abracadabra.
So at the end of that round, Clement, speaking as the whistle went, gained an extra point. Derek, it's your turn to begin. The subject is slips. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, if you're playing...
And Peter Jones is challenged.
Well.
He said well, but he hasn't said well before.
No, I just wanted to establish that he has said it once. Now all you have to do... All you have to do is remember that...
Yes.
...and wait for him to say it a second time.
Right. So give Peter Jones a bonus point, because we enjoyed the challenge... And there are 58 seconds left on slips starting now.
In my youth, the Scarborough Cricket Festival, there used to be some wonderful slip fielders. I remember people like Jack Aitken play, Pollard.
Clement Freud challenged.
How can you remember people like Jack Aitken?
That's a colloquialism.
I mean, do you remember Jack Aitken, or just remember people like Jack Aitken?
Well, people... There are other players who played for Lancashire who are like Jack Aitken.
Clement, grammatically, was entirely correct, and he has, therefore, the subject. 51 seconds, slips, starting now.
Slips is an excellent position on the cricket field. You can play first, second, third, fourth, fifth, gully, which is also a slips position, but rather...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Two positions.
One was positions that you can play... And the other was position.
Quite right, it was one was the singular and the second one was the plural. Yes, Clement, thank you for reminding me. 39 seconds to continue with slips starting now.
The people who look at slips from afar would be behind the wicket, long stop, square leg, long thereof, also...
Peter Jones has challenged.
No position as long thereof, is there?
There is definitely no position of long thereof. And there are 28 seconds for you to tell us something about slips starting now.
Well, slips are the name that our fishmonger gives to small Dover soles. And very good they are. They're a lot cheaper than the original type of fish that you get in that south part of the country.
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Hesitation.
Derek, you have 15 seconds to tell us more about slips starting now.
One of my great dreams is to end up in Jenny Eclair's bedroom as she removes her slip.
Obscenity, and I'm leaving the show.
So you consider that is deviation, do you?
Yes, surely. I'm not the kind of girl that wears a slip, I have to tell you.
Ah, no, that is deviation.
I'm not a Lady Diana. I mean,
if you don't wear a slip, that is definitely deviating from the subject.
Yeah.
And you have 1 second now, Jenny, and tell us something about slips starting now.
I remember my first pay slip.
Well, Jenny Eclair, speaking as the whistle went, has inched forward a little, but she's in third place now, just ahead of Peter Jones. Jenny, it is your turn to begin. The subject is stick. Can you tell us something about that, starting now?
Lots of things come on sticks if you go to a party, like old people, or cocktail sticks contain things like sausages, pineapple, cheese. If you have a dog, you could throw him a stick in a park. What a happy sight this is. Unfortunately, I do not have a canine pet, and it would look ridiculous for me to hurl a stick at my tortoise. Stick can be meted out vocally, and I do not agree with that maxim that goes, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me, because they do. When people criticise my hairstyle, I collapse to my knees sobbing. What else can you do with a stick? You can beat people with a stick.
Clement Freud has challenged.
We've had a beat.
Yes, but you did jolly well. You went for, a long time.
I went for over a minute, in fact.
You went for 27 seconds.
Story of my life.
So you have... Clement, you have the subject. 23 seconds left. Stick starting now.
If you play pontoon, you have the option to twist or stick. And sticking seems to me a very sensible thing to do if you have 12 or more against the bank six, which is a rotten card. And do remember this, the next time you're in a casino, just shout stick, and you'll be absolutely all right, because in those gambling hells...
Clement Troy kept going to the whistle when gained an extra point, and he's actually now taken the lead. Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject, ERM. Will you tell us something about that subject in this game, starting now?
Well, it's the initials of many people.
So as you can remember, he said well once, so you can write it down.
I have remembered. So Peter gets a point for that, and he continues with the subject of ERM with 58 seconds to go, starting now.
Mostly, it stands for... exchange rate mechanism. Now, this is something that's going on all over Europe, and I wish I had more time to explain it to you. Because even if I were to repeat many of the things that the Chancellor said, and the previous one as well, I don't know that I could condense it sufficiently for you to grasp the very complicated monetary arrangement that has been reached by our leader, the Prime Minister, at Ypres, wherever it was. I can't remember. You remember that? Oh, well.
Came to a natural halt there.
Yeah, I did, yes, I did, yes.
Actually, somebody did eventually challenge you, which was Clement Freud.
Repetition.
Of what?
Well.
You're quite right, he did. Clement, you have 13 seconds to tell us something about ERM, starting now.
When you talk to industrialists and say, were we right to come out of the exchange rate mechanism, which we did in the early part of 1993, I think on the whole they say this was a sound tactic.
Clement Freud, speaking again as the whistle went, another extra point, and Clement, your turn to begin. The subject, my friends. Will you tell us something about my friends in just a minute, starting now?
There's a story about Winston Churchill who was approached by a colleague who said, could you lend me tuppence to phone my friend? And the great man said, here is sixpence, phone all your friends. My own friends on this programme, you can see on one side of me, Nicholas Parsons, Peter Jones, Derek Nimmo. The latter is one with whom I travelled from London. He has just come from his house, his chateau in France, where he was bottled.
Derek Nimmo challenged.
I haven't got a chateau in France. Deviation.
I agree, because I haven't been there.
What do you mean you agree?
I take Derek's word. I trust him. Uh-huh. He says it's not a chateau. It's a...
What is it? A caravan, is it? A villa?
A farmhouse?
Pigsty.
All right. Yes. Derek, I give you the benefit of the doubt and the subject in 30 seconds. My friends, starting now.
My friends, well, there are quite a few of them, really. I like particularly someone called William Compton and another chap called Willie Christie.
Clement Freud challenge.
Repetition of called. Somebody called this and somebody called that.
Somebody called that. And 19 seconds, sir, for you, Clement, on my friends, starting now.
When I first started playing cricket, the captain turned to me and said, where would you like to field? And because he was my friend, I said, anywhere as long as it's close to you. And we've been tremendously fond of each other since. He is now...
Derek Nimmo challenge.
Deviation.
Why?
All this unnatural friendship is going on between us.
You can't have an unnatural friendship when you wear a box.
Okay, Nicholas, rule on that one.
I don't have to. I think he said enough to get a laugh, and your point is...
He said enough to get arrested.
Derek, I don't think it was deviation, so he keeps the subject under 5 seconds on my friends, Clement, starting now.
Alan, Basil, Charles, Peter, John, James, Richard.
Thank you. Clement Freud again was speaking as the whistle went and actually has increased his lead, and it is Derek Nimmo's turn to begin. Derek, the subject is my enemies. Following my friends, can you tell us something about my enemies, starting now?
Well, I do suppose I have quite a lot of enemies. Chief amongst them is Nicholas Parsons. When I first met him 26 years ago, I regarded him with some contempt. That then went to animosity, and now it is pure hatred. And he feels exactly the same way about me. That's why he never gives me any points at all if he can possibly avoid it. Another particular enemy of mine is...
Jenny, Claire, you pressed your buzzer.
Only because you told me to, Nicholas. What do you think he wants to be saved, this humiliation of a character assassination?
Well, yes, I did try
he's
to
corrupt
indicate...
as well, you see, he's corrupt.
I did try to indicate to you, because actually what he's saying is blatantly untrue and is complete deviation.
No, I mean, no, he doesn't like you.
I was going to... I was also going to go on say... No. I don't like you either, Nicholas.
I don't think Peter James likes you anyway. I mean,
well, I do. That's why I haven't interrupted you.
So he was deviating. Jenny, you have the subject. You have 36 seconds. My enemies, starting now.
The good thing about enemies is that they fuel your anger.
I was getting upset thinking about them.
Yes, it was
a hesitation. Derek, you have the subject of my enemies. 33 seconds, starting now.
Another enemy of mine is an actor called Jeffrey Palmer, who you may have seen that wonderful series with Judi Dench. Now, he, like Nicholas, started off as a chum, but he's a very keen fisherman. And one day, fishing the Blackwater, I caught a particularly large salmon, and unfortunately, or perhaps happily, there beside was the ace reporter from magazine called...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of Nicholas.
Yes, it was a long way back.
Well, I let him go on a bit. I didn't want to.
Yes. But actually, I'll tell you something.
Making it up. I've no idea how it's going to end.
Well, this actually is the last round, Clement, and you're in a lead, and even if Derry gets the point from when the whistle goes, he still can't win. So would you like to finish the round, or would you like Derry to finish it?
I'd like Peter to finish it.
It is your prerogative, as it was a correct challenge. So there are 11 seconds, Peter, for you to tell us something about my enemies, starting now.
Well, this has come as something of a surprise. I don't know that I have any. They don't make themselves known to me. I don't get vicious letters in the post. I don't get anonymous phone calls.
So Peter Jones very nicely and pleasantly brought that particular round to an end and has also brought the show to an end because we have no more time to play Just a Minute. Jenny Clare, who's never played the game before, did extremely well. One behind Peter Jones, and if Peter hadn't got that generous point from Clement Freud, they'd have been equal.
Well, I don't like accepting charity.
Then came Derek Nomo, but in the lead this week, so we call him the winner, was Clement Freud. A round of applause for him. It only remains for me to say we hope you've enjoyed this particular edition of Just a Minute. We thank our delightful audience in Scarborough for their warmth of their reception. We thank Peter Jones, Clement Freud and Derek Nimmo, and also Jenny Clare for the talent they have displayed. I thank Jane Stevens for keeping the score so accurately. Ian Messiter for inventing the game. Sarah Smith for so brilliantly directing the show. And this is me, Nicholas Parsons, saying goodbye. Hope you enjoyed it and be with us next time we play Just a Minute.